go. We back live from Vietnam. Another Friday night. Homer J. Cole, Dennis Smith Jr., Ray Mercer, Afion Crockett, Murray, and much, much more. Of course, we got Big Face. We got Mr. J. And I'm the one and only Paul Masson. First things first, I want to shout out Mr. Jones. Broke his kneecap and his right ankle. Might be gone for an episode or two, but he definitely upset that he missed the show. And Big Kaz couldn't make it as well, but he definitely texted to let us know what was going on. This episode is brought to you by Circle of Kings Podcast. We just dropped the first episode. Definitely check it out. YouTube, Rumble, Facebook, Instagram, Circle Kings 26, TikTok as well. Mr. J, how was your show, man?
Everybody enjoyed it. You know what I'm saying? We did what we needed to do. I feel like, you know, it's definitely a good block to this whole documentary. The editing process is going on right now as far as some of that footage there. So as soon as I get that back, you know what I mean, I'll be kind of letting people get a peek at what went down. Of course, you can always check the...
He froze up a little bit.
I always check the website.
Big Face, you still there? Okay, we got him.
Yeah, I'm here, man.
Yeah. You froze up a little bit over there. What was you saying, OJ? I didn't hear you towards the end.
I said you could always check the website, you know what I'm saying, www.empiremusic.com, and you'll be able to see kind of bits and pieces of what's going on, some of the pictures and things that are up.
Okay. We're going to get into the first topic of the night. Who has the best rap voice in hip hop? Let's go ahead and start with Big Face. I already know who you probably going to go with too anyways.
That would be Big Face. Dopest voice in all hip hop.
You going with yourself? You going with yourself?
I mean, I'm up there. But voices, you know, mean a lot. Okay, so two of my top three, Guru, Meth, and got to be DMX. But I do want to have an honorable mention of Sadat X. Now, he might not have what you would typically think was your gruff voice, but his voice is very memorable to me, man.
Definitely. Sadat X definitely has a voice that stands out. And Guru, I mean, he set the tone with the song. It's mostly the voice that gets you up. And mostly the voice that makes you buck. A lot of rappers got flavor and some got skills, but if you ain't got the voice, then you needs to chill. Hey, who you got, Mr. J?
All right.
What do you say? Go ahead, Face. Go ahead, finish, Face. We about to say easily what?
He's the reason I rhyme. Listening to him inspired me to write raps, man, and take my shit to the next level. And he definitely took that monotone delivery and made it work better than anybody ever. A small dude, not no giant, you know, a small like 5'8", real small cat, and didn't have intricate rhyme play, but man, he used his voice to the best of his ability.
Okay, that's what's up. Go ahead, Jay.
Dope. Yeah, man, I gotta go with Rakim and Jadakiss and
We're losing you there.
Interesting. I can hear every time. I don't know, Paul. He sounds fine to me. He's not breaking up.
Okay, yeah,
to
it's
me.
Going. It's going out over a little bit here. Okay.
Okay. Rakim, Jadakiss, and an interesting pick for me, I think, is Lord Have Mercy.
I hadn't even heard Lord Have Mercy. I forgot about that cat, man.
Yeah, man. I think he had one of those like
Rampage's homeboy. When that Rampage's homeboy.
Yeah, Flip. He was a Flip Mode cat. Yeah.
Yep, Flip Mode. Yep.
Flip Mode was not the squad. We find out, you know, looking at it from hindsight.
Yeah, he definitely made it off his voice, but nobody's seen his face like until like Flip later Mode after Flip Mode. If you was right next to Lord Have Mercy, you would not know who Lord Have Mercy was. You would not know him.
No, but he definitely had a distinctive voice in the game, I think.
Lord have mercy.
Yeah.
Rainy Rocket was my favorite cartoon. Yo.
So you So you said Jadakiss, Rakim.
Math, Guru, I'm sorry, Jay, yeah. Jadakiss, Rakim, and Lord of Mercy.
Yeah. You know, Jada's got that rough kind of, you know, definitely rough style, you know what I'm saying? That laugh. You know.
That's the dopest ad lib in all of hip hop.
You know what I mean? And it's all by accident, too. Like, just, you know, going in the studio, you know, he was trying to spit some verses out and, you know what I'm saying, trying to clear his throat, and that came out. And that was, it was a wrap from then. But, yeah.
I was going to say Jadakiss and Guru, but I want to throw in another one, Biggie Smalls. I just thought Biggie Smalls' voice just, I don't know, man. For me, I thought his voice was amazing.
Yeah, dope voice. Definitely had a dope voice.
About that.
Biggie had a dope voice. You want to get into it. I mean, Nine. I mean, you go into like a lot of people made it off just their voice initially, you know, whether it lasted a long time or not. But yeah, you know, Meth, the females love Meth, man. All the women love Meth's voice. He could say anything he want, and there they are.
Yeah, is there anybody we're missing, like honorable mention? I mean, because Nine, definitely it was the voice. Like,
John,
you
know, I mean,
you
can
do the Nine voice, Oh, Ja Rule, yeah.
I can do the Nine voice, what you want, man. Mac clips for my name and my name up in lights and now you need. Yeah. What would I be without my baby? What would I be without you? I'm so tired of being lonely. So baby girl, put it on me. Yay, yay. Where'd that dude at?
Hey. I gotta throw this one out here. I don't know what y'all think about it, but Q-Tip.
Cool voice.
I mean, he definitely had a awkward voice for hip hop. Q-Tip did.
Well, I mean, Sticky Fingers had a crazy, awkward, rasp, strained voice. You know what I'm saying?
A bunch of cats had grimy voices.
Push that shit to the limit. You know what I mean? I mean, that was a style there for a minute. Motherfuckers used to think that I did my voice like that. They'd be like, I remember motherfucker telling me when I dropped my shit, it was playing on the radio at an event. And I had a DJ tell me, man, you trying real hard with that, huh? Nah, man, I try real hard to not talk with a rasp. The rasp is natural, baby. And for most of the cats, maybe that was. But I found when I was on the road that a lot of dudes that sounded like that, that was studio driven. Even with the twins, when I would go on live and go on the stage with them to do ah, yeah, yeah, their shit was created in the studio. I could do that live with no technology.
Well, let's take it to Fayetteville. Who in Fayetteville has the best voice?
Man, I like De Uno's voice. It's different, man. It's kind of like Sadat X-y to me. It's kind of like nasally, but it's very distinctive. When I hear it, I know. That's what I like a voice in hip hop. If I hear your voice, I immediately know it's you. Right? I immediately know that's the rapper. For me, I mean, De Uno had a great voice. 40 Cal had a great voice.
Anybody pretty stand great out for you, Mr. J?
You know, personality-wise, voice-wise, it was definitely, you know, R.I.P. Filthy. Definitely one of those people who had a distinct voice, a distinct sound.
I mean, you got to say Big Face had the dopest voice ever out of Fable Rap.
I gotta go with Nerve Wreck.
Definitely Filthy Rich is top tier. Stand on beat.
I gotta go with Nerve Wreck.
Top five that are alive in the real now. Hey, I'm still doing commercials. What they doing? I'm doing voice work. What they doing?
You know what I mean?
All right, so let's get to this next thing.
Here's the life. May you be a winner. If she don't let you come in her, come on her, come in her.
Here's our next topic. Special request. Ashanti and Nelly back together. What do y'all think?
Mr. J, start that off, man.
All right. Well, you know, sometimes you got to spin the block. You know what I'm saying? People grow up. People, you know, have their bald head, whole face. You know what I mean? And then they come back and they grow up and they go do what grown people do. So, you know what I mean? I always root for people to have success in their life. So I can't say nothing bad about it. You know what I mean? If it works out, it works out.
I'll say this. I enjoy the hell out of it because I look at it from a unique perspective, man. Like, as a dude who, you know, experienced love once in his life, it was long. And then, you know, after that, I'm just me. Man, sometimes cats don't feel love. Like, some people love a lot in their life, and some people only love once or twice. If you're one of these motherfuckers that only love once or twice, then you always pine for that love you had. And they already got the history. They both in the same kind of business. If they're willing to spin the block, you know, a decade later, and it's been a really badly kept secret that Nelly been wanting her back forever, right? I mean, even so, and man, you can't tell me the motherfuckers don't look happy as fuck when you, I see them surprise each other, Nelly smiling like his face gonna fall the fuck off. And I'll tell you this, fuck that Jada and Will love. You want that Ashanti and Nelly shit. Cause I think Will in the sunken place like a motherfucker, and here Nelly, his teeth about to fall out. He's smiling so good. That pussy must be like sunshine. He threw up in the air. He looked like that, bro. Hey, that must be what it's like. I can smell it from here. Smell like licorice and fresh cut grass.
They called this girl and told her he was never coming home again.
He said, "Hey, baby, I'm never coming home. I'm never coming home again, baby." What you think?
I don't think about it too much, but I will say this. When Joyner Lucas did the song and had Ashanti in the video, I was mad as hell. Boy. I didn't want to hear that shit. I was like, yo, I don't want to hear your Joyner Lucas boo record. So for the sake of Joyner Lucas music, for the sake of his music and the fact that I'm a fan, it's a good thing for Joyner Lucas that she's back with Nelly. I know that much.
You weren't about so, it. That was a brief
it can't
moment.
Be a bad thing for Joyner Lucas.
He just put the tip in. He just put the tip in, dog.
You acting like her.
Yeah,
her,
but he
her
act like he was. Like he was in love. He act like he was in love over Ashanti. You did a whole music video with your new boo.
As soon as Ashanti gave me some pussy, I'd have the 4K camera out shooting a video in the fountain. I'd be shooting a video too.
Yeah, but it wouldn't have been a music video. It wouldn't have been a music video.
The condom would still be wet, and I'd be out there shooting. I'd be having a beat made.
It'd be the other kind of video, not a music video.
I don't care with the baby hair, girl. I don't care. You know she got a beard. You know she got that facial baby hair. She probably got that shit running down the small of her back, too. I don't give a fuck. I'll lick the baby hair, bitch.
That's crazy.
You act like her stuff is like a...
Hey, look, first of all,
Erykah
Alexa.
Badu. Like she's going to have him wearing crochet pants or something on.
Alexa gave me a blowjob. Or Alexa, give me a blowjob. My bad. Wow.
Wow.
Did it work?
For you kids at home.
Did it work?
Motherfucker. Hey, listen, I'm single. I get more pussy than anybody. Married dudes don't get no pussy. Single guy, we get pussy all the time. You got to turn down. I got one outside right now. The door locked. You got to stay outside. Hey.
We got anything else to say about these two lovebirds?
I wish them the best. Hey, Nelly, holla at your boy. Hey, country grandma, get to her, all that in the era, everything. I wish y'all the best.
All right, off to the genius. What do you think about Andre 3000 dropping a flu album? And before we get into this, we talked about this last week. Hold up. We talked about it last week. One of y'all brought it up. Right when we got off the podcast, my man emailed me the flute album. I tried to give it a two song listen, and I couldn't listen too much. But I'm going to let one of y'all take this away with this.
I heard that Sherry Berry gave it 4 out of 5 stars.
Who?
Sherry Berry.
Is she a genius?
She the one that signs them little signs in the elevator, you know, at the bottom of the elevator, Sherry Berry.
Is she a genius?
Elevator inspector.
Why the 5 stars for the elevator music, Dutch? Hey, I
what
played
we think?
That shit out loud.
Is he a genius?
I played it out loud, man, and I had my doors open. Next thing I know, I had snakes and rats and everything climbing up to my shit. Had the Pied Piper in this bitch. Some crack hoes showed up to my, you know. No, I mean, listen, is he a genius? I read both ways. I love Andre 3000. As far as I'm concerned, he's earned the right to do whatever the fuck he wants to do, man. I mean,
okay.
He's the greatest MC from the South of all time, period, period. He led the resurgence. He still does. No one can touch him. Larry, man, I don't give a fuck if you say UTI, UGZ. None of them motherfuckers. It's Andre 3000, and that's the list. But like he say, man, I read somewhere that they said, look at all the placements this cat's going to get, man. He going to get, like, movie placements, commercial placements, Muzak. Yeah, of course, but I don't think he did it to get placements. You see Andre saying, wow, I'm gonna get all these fucking placements. No, he filling the flute. He made the motherfucking flute record. I mean, of all of us feeling it? Hell nah. I mean, come on, man. Motherfuckers is not rocking. But I bet you that bitch got a million spins this week on a straight up flute. My little daughter Mia was playing her recorder, and I was like, yo, I'm gonna put, that's the remix. I'm gonna remix that right there. It's the flute.
I'm trying to find my fifth grade recorder right now.
Yeah, where my recorder at?
I gotta find it right now. I'm going through some trunks trying to find my fifth grade recorder.
You about to play London Bridge is falling
down. Mr. J, you give it a listen?
I've heard, you know, a little bit of it, you know what I'm saying? It's on some high vibration, you know, get your meditation on, sip you a little something, roll up a pin joint, you know.
Pin joint? Shit, you need to
pin joint.
You don't smoke a blunt in the food album. You got to roll
blunt.
Up a pin
joint. You need a real blunt.
Get real fancy with it, a little sifter, a Hennessy, you know what I'm saying, and sit back in your lounge chair. You know, that's what that is.
What you need is high vibration
music.
You need the hizzle.
Yeah, man. Get you a sip. Get some dizzle. Get you a little sip of dizzle.
Take you to dizzle, and you put it over the Hennessy, and then you're off the hizzle.
Let me ask you this.
There you go.
What would you be thinking if you were a big boy right now?
You fucking killing the brand, my dude. Goddamn.
That's what I'm thinking, right? That's what I'm thinking.
God damn, man.
I don't even know if he's killing the brand. We already knew that he was somewhere else with it. Like when they came out with AT Aliens, and the dude came out with a silver wig on and some furry pants on, we already knew he was on another planet.
Listen, imagine you're a big boy and y'all working on the double album. I'm doing a solo, you doing a solo. And he brings you into the speaker box and you sit in your whip going, shake it like a Polaroid. Big boy is ready to jump off the goddamn bridge, bro. He's ready to go and kill it. But it worked, you know, it worked. You know why, man?
Did,
I think because on. Let me tell you why it worked. Because Andre 3000 always comes from an authentic place, all right? And as long, it don't matter what you do in this life. If it's authentic to you and you believe in it for real, it's not a gimmick. It's not something you think is going to be cool. It's something that is in you. It's always going to win, bro. And he going to win with that for life.
Yeah.
And he's kind of bold, right? This is like a bold move, right? To just drop a flute album?
What? Hell yeah. How bold you got? Motherfucker, what? Yes. Brave is what? Hell yeah. This motherfucker swinging his nuts in Times Square. People seeing him walking around the country carrying that damn big ass flute is brave. Shit. Motherfucker, hey, like my man said in Golden Child, this looked like there was two of these and you smoked the other one. What the fuck are you doing, dog?
Yeah, that's crazy. So I get you. Like, he can do whatever he wants to at this point. He's pretty much the real king of the South, I guess you could say. Drop a flute album. I mean,
well, listen,
it's music. It's music, dude.
3,000 may not, he may not be the king of the South, but he's the emperor.
Yeah.
Okay.
And I mean, if you're looking for bars, all you
that's
do
bigger
is
than
go
the
to
king.
That
that's
album.
Bigger than the king.
He
go
gave
to the
us
Michael
a,
album.
Look at the last yeah. hit on the Donda album on Kanye. He crushed that on the Donda album. He gave y'all them bars and y'all ain't appreciate it. So y'all got the flute, bitch. Hey, keep it up, nigga. Go come out with a accordion album. He gonna come out with a accordion album. Keep fucking with him. Keep fucking with
you
Andre.
You heard it first. You heard it first. Live from Vietnam. Andre 3000's new accordion album coming faces. Soon.
With the bagpipes on the remix, the South got something to say.
All right, let's keep it moving. This ain't good news, but what do you think about rap lyrics being used in Young Thug's RICO trial? Start with Mr.
I got
J.
Something to say. Start up. Mr. J, start it out.
Look, artistry should never be used as, you know, information or evidence in any trial. But we knew this was coming. They've been looking at this for a very long time. You know what I'm saying? Any way they can try to get in and hand people up, you know, they're going to use it. So, I mean, the bottom line is, if you're not doing this, this is artistry. If you're making a Get Indicted album, you're putting yourself on Front Street. I mean, there's folks come out here every day trying to keep up an image, trying to keep up a you know, some kind of nonsense, but you can't do that. You've got to navigate and be artistic about what you're doing. And folks are waiting for you. They've been waiting on it. They've been waiting on folks. They've been waiting to try to pull this one out. I don't know if it's going to stand, you know, for any length of time, but as long as they can get away with it right now, they're going to try to.
Oh, let me go. Let me go. Okay. Okay. Let's line up a Sylvester Stallone house. I want to indict this motherfucker off killing all them Vietnamese folks in the Rambo movies. Let's go hard on these motherfuckers because this is bullshit. You cannot go and listen to someone's art and say, well, you said this and this. Well, Iron Maiden said he was sacrificing young girls. And Metallica said he was slitting people's heavy metal cats said he was performing satanic rituals and killing people and murdering by the thousands and burning motherfuckers alive. Don't start this shit. I'm tired of that shit. There's one thing that's true. Since the beginning, they have treated hip hop differently than every other genre, man. They have come at us with steamrollers. They have took us in front of the Congress. They have fought and fought and fought. Why? Because you can cuss on a fucking rock and roll record. Nobody cares. They don't like the way hip-hop is easily understood by the youth. They like that vague shit. If you're talking vagaries and you're talking about worshiping the devil and sacrificing people, that's fine. But if this man said, yo, I knocked a motherfucker down three times, I took his three dimes, and I ran out with his three high, that ain't got shit to do with no trial. That's a goddamn piece of art. Are you taking Picasso in for a decapitation in his pictures? I think there needs to be a line drawn in the sand. I think everybody understands that there is a certain amount of exaggeration in hip hop, as there is in every genre. And I think it's wrong. I don't think it should be admissible, man.
I got mixed feelings about this one. On one hand, hip hop's the only genre that we take literally. So the fact that we take it literally, okay, you know, that's what happens when you take hip hop literally. We can throw it in hip hop in the rap trials, the rap lyrics in the trials, because y'all taking it literally. You know, I get what you're saying. It shouldn't be treated like, you know, rock and roll's out here, this, that, and the third. But rock and roll don't get taken as literally. Rock and roll don't get taken literally. We inside the culture take it literal. We inside the culture take it literally. Not people outside the culture. It's people inside the culture. That we're saying, you literally got to be about what you rap about. It's not the fans that are holding us accountable to that.
First of all, yes. To a certain extent, every artist has to be real to himself, whether he's rock and roll or not. But at the same time, we don't think these rock and roll motherfuckers are doing what they say they're doing. Therefore, I know for a fact motherfuckers ain't, you know, saying, doing what they say they're doing in these fucking lyrics.
Yeah, I mean, and we know that with hip hop too. We know with hip hop too, well, no, but guess what? We take hip hop. We take hip hop literally. We're the ones always say that, yo, he ain't about what he says he raps about. He ain't doing this. He ain't doing that.
So good. We quick to tell motherfuckers they rent in their crib for cribs. We quick to tell the motherfucker they wearing fake jewelry, but we believe they killed someone. We don't believe we don't believe the jury. We don't believe the jury. I know we don't believe the jury.
I mean, we know we don't believe the jewelry, but killing somebody nowadays, you never know what to believe, man. Rappers get killed more than any other genre.
The question comes to this. Is it right for the United States government to use an art form to prosecute someone?
I think it limits their free speech.
First Amendment issue.
I think if you actually describe an actual crime and its details in the song, and it's on a recording, it's on an actual recording, they almost can use that as evidence.
I've listened to what they want to use as evidence. It could go eight ways. You have to interpret it a certain way. I'm not trying to, and we're not trying, we shouldn't be in no court of law interpreting lyrics, man. Because we all know, we thought You're So Vain was about Warren Beatty for years. We don't know what the fuck these lyrics are about, man. It's personal. Well,
what does it say if he gets found guilty? What does it say going forward if he gets found guilty?
Says the same thing it's always said, that people of color in this country have a different set of laws than everyone else. That's what it says. Same thing it's always said. That's a fact.
I get you. Hip hop is held to a different standard. It is held to a different standard.
You know what? Hip hop was something the government never saw coming. And when it did, they took control of it. Now they use it as a weapon. Hip hop was something that the majority black community, but also us like me and Paul, white boys that happen to grow up in the poor community beside them. We happen to get, you know, our white privilege didn't help, but we got washed up in the wash. It's cool. We love it. But I'm just saying, they didn't expect it to become the cultural powerhouse that it became. So now that it has, they've co-opted it, man. And now, look, this is what we got left. You know what I'm saying? And this is the bullshit. They're going to do this just to show a motherfucker, we can come take you whenever we want. We can come get you whenever we want.
Yeah, and we better hope he gets found not guilty, because if he gets found guilty, they're going to be throwing rap lyrics in every trial.
Well, they've been doing it with books too. They've been, you know, there's a lady who wrote a book, that supposedly killed her husband, and she wrote this character into the book that killed her husband, and they threw the book at her. So I mean,
yeah, but that was a white
did
woman.
Did she get found guilty?
But it took them 15 years to catch the white bitch. 15 years later, yeah.
Yeah, exactly.
Not right now.
Yeah.
All right, let's get to this next one. We're getting to this next juicy topic right here.
Oh, I love
Cassie
it. Come on,
files a lawsuit against Diddy. The Cassie and Diddy lawsuit.
Loose. Let me loose. Okay. So,
go ahead, Mace. Go ahead.
All right. So, Puff Daddy, Diddy, Brother Love, whatever the fuck you want to call him. So we all heard about the Cassie lawsuit. The fucking next day, 24 hours later, he settles an eight-figure settlement with Cassie. Some are saying it's $30 million. So he quickly paid the $30 million in 24 hours so Cassie would shut the fuck up. And now we hear that Puff Daddy has another allegation, some 25 years old, that he fondled the buttocks of another bitch. So look, man, like I said to you in private, P, we talked about this week all week, bro. Motherfucker is in for the long, slow, heel down razor blades into the pool of alcohol. Man, Diddy is fucked. He's fucked. He's fucked multiple ways. We already had heard the nightmare stories. Diddy done clapped dudes' cheeks. Diddy done did all this shit. It's more to make you walk across the bridge for some cheesecake, my motherfucker. This cat is about to really face some wrath. And this is the beginning. This is the beginning of the end for Diddy. I mark this.
What do you think, Jay? Is this the beginning of the end for Diddy?
It looks tight, bro. It looks tight. Because, you know, you start to wonder, is that why, you know, he supposedly gave all that stuff back? You know what I'm saying? Because he knew some things was coming down the pipe. But, you know, there's two ways to see this. Certain cats pay to keep people quiet or pay to keep these lawyers from charging all these billable hours because they know these billable hours are coming. And they don't pay by the regular hour. It's billable hours. Whatever they do, you got to pay up. So to kind of end around some of this stuff, certain people will just pay it out. But
in this situation, I ain't never in my life heard of a motherfucker paying $30 million the next day. One day it drops in the news, the next day he paid $30 million. Never.
You ain't never heard of that happen that fast, no. But you know, this is the news cycle. This is the social media news cycle. So it may have already been paid, but now you're just hearing about it.
I happen to have some networking inside a little bit, a couple of these inside sources in New York, honestly, that said this was going on before she dropped the news that she wanted 30. He wanted to give her 20. She said, okay, I'll call you bluff. I'll put it out in the news. And then she got 30. I mean, I feel like this was already happening. He was ready to pay. He didn't want it to hit the news, man. He is devastated right now. From what I hear, inside story, Puffy is full damage control right now. He's devastated by this. He did drink champs recently. He was trying to get in front of some of this. Yo, he feel like he about to get Bill Cosby, man.
And it looks like that's what's going to happen because people keep coming out. They know that it may not be true, but that once you pay somebody else, they figure, he's going to pay me.
Buffy, didn't you try to put that thing in my booty hole one time? I'm trying to get a couple million.
You know what I'm saying? And here come the train. Here come the train. Trying to get this money.
Hey.
But it's funny, kind of aside, because there's multiple people going through this now. There's a few people that have been spitting hot like fire.
Darline said, I'm spitting hot like fire. You might have been spitting hot like fire for real.
But yeah, there's multiple people getting these assault charges now. Now they trying to get, you know, little stuff coming out about Aaron Hall.
Hey, Paul, would you let him put his middle finger up to the knuckle in your ass for $30 million? Just to the middle knuckle.
I would kill Diddy. I would kill Diddy
But you'd have $30 million with you.
You ain't gonna be able to spend that $30 million.
Keep the money.
$30 million.
If somebody says they got dirt on you and next day you spending $30 million in a bank account, you definitely got something to hide. Something very ugly you don't want to come out. I know that much.
Very ugly. Something very ugly you don't want to come out. Yes.
I mean, gosh, $30 million, even for Diddy, that's a hit, right?
Well, he's a billionaire. Let's be real. It's not really a hit, yeah, because it's a hit. Yeah, he's worth a billion. So it's a hit only because you got to move some money around. But it's a more of a PR hit. We're talking about, man, forget the ownership of the music and the masters that are worth multi hundreds of millions of dollars. Let's talk about his interest in other businesses. He owns Global Markets and AMC Theaters. He has multiple liquor brands that are worth hundreds of millions of dollars. I mean, you're talking about an entity that trades on the stock market, man. This dude's brand took a huge hit. He's going to bleed money, and the type of money that makes him sweat, for sure. And if one comes out, we've already seen what happens in this time, in this day and age. We've already heard this week that someone has came out. And they are suing Diddy from the 90s for sexual. So what happens next? How many other women come out? I mean, it doesn't look good. It doesn't look good, man, for brother love.
Yeah, man.
Well, we got Gia on the podcast now.
Once things open up, man. Once things open up, everybody piles on.
We got G on the podcast.
We got G on the podcast.
Gia.
Say what's up, Gia.
GG.
All right, sit down.
Hey, she got more followers than we do on TikTok. We need to get her on the show, shit.
Yeah, she got more than we got on TikTok, definitely. We're going to get to, we got time for one more topic. We're actually like only 35 minutes in, so we're going to end probably early. This one was a shocker to me when I heard it. What was your first reaction to Snoop saying he quit smoking weed?
Don't believe it. Don't believe it.
You didn't believe it at all.
Nah. You know what I mean? It comes out with all this other stuff. You know, the like I said, the social media news cycle. You know what I'm saying? Diddy, then this, then a couple other things. Nah, I didn't believe it. I was like, okay, he's advertising something. We just got to figure out what it is. You know what I'm saying?
Go ahead, hit your ball, big face, because this is our reaction to Snoop Dogg saying he quit smoking weed.
Paul, you already know what I thought when I first heard it. We talked about it, and I said, this is bullshit. He up to some no good. And what do we find out? He's up to advertising for the Solo Smoke Smokeless Fire Pit. So, I mean, we already knew, man. Come on, man. It's like saying Aquaman ain't jumping in the motherfucking water, dog. Pookie ain't gonna smoke no crack. You know what I'm saying? Come on, bruh.
Shout out to my guy, Chris Roker. He tried to sell me on this. He's like, yo, man. He said, yo, like, you know, respect his privacy and his family, and he's quit smoking. I'm like, nah, man.
Nah.
It's bogus. It's bogus as hell. Why he got to talk about respect his privacy? Like, you've been smoking in every state, every city, in every country, and now you're talking about respect your privacy because you want to stop smoking. No, this is what we think about that. Fire in the hole. No way Snoop Dogg is quitting.
He was being super dramatic. Shout out
that grill. What's that grill?
Solo Smoke.
What's that grill?
Solo Smoke. Solo Smoke.
Solo Smoke. We do Solo Smoke a lot. Big Face is on the Solo Smoke over there. I'm on the Solo Smoke over here. Marketing genius, though, right?
Marketing genius.
Yeah. He got millions of views behind that.
Did you know it was a market ploy instantly, Mr. J?
Yeah. I mean, it just had to be. It wasn't a health thing. You know what I mean? He's like 50-something. So, you know what I'm saying? If it would have been a health thing, it would have been something that came out earlier, long before all this. So,
my guy tried to throw out emphysema out there on me, and I'm like, emphysema, man? What?
Come on now. Come on.
And, I mean, he tried to sell it hard on me, man. Like, you don't know, man. He said, respect his privacy and his family. I'm like, man, you really, we believe in that, man? That Snoop Dogg quit smoking. Like, what would that do for his brand? Would it help his brand or would it hurt his brand?
I don't think it would matter either way, man. He's too big, you know, either way to for it to affect whatever he's doing. You know what I'm saying? And he's got his own smoke. Like, he's literally got his own, you know, his own brand of cannabis. Brand of vaporless stuff. So, I mean, that doesn't make sense. So, you know.
I don't think it would hurt his brand at all. Fucked his brand up, hurt his brand. That man holds more than $40 million a year in shares in marijuana companies. He owns two marijuana CBD companies that are very profitable. It would have fucked his brand up. He knew exactly what he's doing. He's a marketing. That was a genius, man. Snoop can do no wrong. Like we talked about earlier, Paul. He's one of those statesmen in hip hop. There really ain't nothing Snoop can do wrong. You know what I'm saying? And once again, Snoop proved to be the uncle of all of us. And fucking, you know, boom, make his money.
But once again,
we need to think of something like that, right?
Here's to you, Snoop. Here's to you.
I'm gonna do like the I'm gonna quit rapping campaign or some shit. Something, man. Like, we gotta figure something out.
I'm gonna do the I'ma quit fucking bitches campaign. No one's gonna believe that shit. No one's gonna believe that shit.
All right, well, we like 40 minutes in, but we're gonna wrap it up and we're gonna go do some shout outs and whatnot. Anybody got some shout outs they want to do?
I want to shout out Mr. J and the important show he did last weekend, man, bringing back real hip hop. I hate that we couldn't be there due to some vehicle issues, but man, our heart was definitely there. I want to shout out Paul Masson, who works tirelessly behind the scenes on multiple projects for all of us. We talking about Promo Palace, talking about the Paul Picker podcast, Circle of Kings, live from Vietnam, amongst others. Shout out to Mr. Jones, man. I hope you feel better, my brother. The show ain't the same without you. Shout out to Cass and Big Cass mom, man. I hope everybody had a great Thanksgiving, all right? Shout out to Circle of Kings, man. We launched the show this week. We are very proud of it. It's going to get better every week. And just rock with us. Man, shout out to all y'all, man. Happy Thanksgiving to y'all, man. I've enjoyed doing this show, bro. The city is very important to all of us, and that's why we show up and do this shit every week. Shout out to the whole 2-6, man. Happy Thanksgiving, Fayetteville, man. What's up, my motherfuckers? Get at your boy.
No doubt. Shout out to everybody. Appreciate y'all.
Anything you got to say, Mr. J?
Appreciate y'all. No doubt. Like I said, we're still pushing on this documentary. We got the funder. Go to the website, www.empiremusic, music spell M-U-S-I-Q. Go ahead, lock in. Get your IMDb credit. Come in here. Be a part of this film. Be a part of this movement. Support the people that have really been putting down for this culture here in Fayetteville. Much love to y'all. I hope y'all didn't eat too many turkey legs. Too much stuff.
Fuck them turkeys. Fuck them turkeys.
Yeah, I had a steak and baked potatoes. That's it. Shouts out to Mr. Jones. What's up? Go ahead.
Man. Mr. J, I wanted to tell you, get at Kenny Mack from BTS. He told me he hit you up. He wants to set up that interview, man, for the documentary. But go ahead, Paul.
Yeah, shouts out to Mr. Jones. Definitely, if you pray in person, keep them in your prayers. If you're a person like me, keep them in your thoughts. And be on the lookout for that interview coming tomorrow with Woodboy Digital artist Red Venom. I'm interested to see how my man Venom is going to take that one with a cat with the name Venom in the rap name too. So we'll see how that goes. But once again, we're going to wrap it up. Another episode of Live from Vietnam. Big Face, Mr. J, and I am Paul Masson, and we about to hit you with the outro. We out. One.
Beats by Trill, straight Killerville, dog.